Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome to the Basically Famous podcast, where we're taking our notoriety to the mic and no topic is off limits. I'm your host, Wendy.
And I'm your host, Spencer. Each week, we talk about life's bullshit, our hot takes, and make one of you basically famous too.
Ooh, we're ready. I just threw a chomps. Like, Jen Reed was sharing these chomps. I love chomps, but I don't really buy them that often because I just don't. I don't know why. And she had like a code the other day, so I bought some and I forgot how good they are. But anyway, I just threw it on the floor. Maggie wants it. Welcome.
Okay, I got it.
Welcome back, y'all.
To the rescue.
Spencer, to the rescue. I hope you use your Lumi deodorant when you pick that up in case you sweat.
Yeah.
You're doing it.
I'm telling you, you guys are going to hear more about Lumi later. It's a game changer, especially for you big titty bitches.
For all the pits and crevices.
All the folds.
Oh my God.
Well, hey, welcome. If you are a Patreon member, we put up an episode yesterday. Wait, what is today? Today's Monday. Mm-hmm. We put up an episode. Yes.
Today. Yeah.
It'll be today, but right. They're going to hear it tomorrow. So we put up an episode on mm-hmm. Patreon, bonus episode if you're there. And we got some catching up to do, but first we're going to stick with our new, format here. We're going to start with our basically famous moment yes. for the week. So we had an advice, request come in. Let me pull that up.
I love giving advice that I don't take.
Okay. I'm much better at giving advice Same. Than I am taking it. Mm-hmm. Are you one of those people who... you'll like ask for somebody's opinion on something and whatever they say, you're automatically going to do the opposite.
I won't do the opposite. I'll do what I originally thought I wanted to do. You know what I mean? Like I'll have in my head like, oh, I want to do this. And then I'll ask you for your opinion. You'll give it to me and it'll make total sense. I'm like, oh, that is a great idea. Much better than my idea that I have in my head. I will still do mine.
Yeah. It's Why? Like, I just want like the sounding board, but I'm pretty steadfast in what I've already decided
exactly.
to do.
Even when I know better, you know, I make stupid decisions all the time.
I thought that would be a quality of mine that I would outgrow, but I really haven't.
No, but Here I feel am. Like at the end of the day, like some of us just we're set in our ways and you know, both of us are set in our ways. So makes yeah. sense. It tracks.
It does track. Okay. All right. So she says... Hey ladies, so I've been talking to this guy I met on a not safe for work community on Reddit. I mean, that's already questionable, sis. That's already questionable. I did meet my husband in a hot tub themed AIM chat room though, so no judgment.
So who are you to judge, Spencer?
No judgment. Okay, so she met in a not safe for work community on Reddit for about 2 months. It initially began as a spontaneous sexting only type situation, which turned into FaceTime calls and sharing details about our personal lives. We don't constantly message, but we do regularly video call to have phone sex. We have definitely developed a connection beyond sexual experiences. We are the same age, everything feels good and safe, and we just got along very well immediately. I have started to catch some feelings. Even though he literally lives on the opposite side of the world, I was just going to ask that. He has mentioned meeting in real life before, but I don't know when or if that would really happen realistically. Recently, we made a Spotify blended playlist together.
Wow, really taking the next steps, aren't we?
This is, I don't mean to laugh at you.
No.
It's just funny.
Yeah.
Kind of. I checked out his profile and saw that he has a playlist made with a girl as a collaborator. What if this is like his move? What if he just
He's like, hey,
women,
do you want to collab on Spotify?
Women
no, I'm good. I use
sex.
Apple Music. Well,
I checked out his profile and saw that he has made a playlist with a girl as a collaborator based on the music and the title of the playlist. It definitely seems like they either were or are in, currently in a relationship of some kind. The last added song was a couple days ago. I saw that he unliked our blended playlist and that makes me feel like he's worried it will be public or something. Several weeks ago, we had only been communicating on Snapchat. He asked me to switch platforms because his brother might be sad/jealous if I stole his best friend's status thing.
Continue.
I thought that was suspicious and asked if it was really his brother he was worried about. He said yes, and that his brother was out of the country and homesick, and that's why this mattered to him, which could be true, but still is pretty weird to me why a brother would care that much. Nonetheless, we switched platforms to communicate. Now I'm feeling weird and questioning how to move forward. I really enjoy my interactions with him and feel safe exploring kinks that I haven't with other people, but I feel like I could so easily be deceived with how much distance is between us. I would feel awful if I was contributing to him cheating, but there's no real way to know if I'm just looking too far into something besides straight up asking, and most men who are cheating would definitely lie, lol. The unhinged part of me wants to find a way to message the girl to ask, but I also feel so out of line doing that if I've never even met him in person nor confirmed they're dating. I feel like if I was in a monogamous relationship, I would definitely consider this whole thing cheating though. I gotta say, sis, I'm like really happy that he's helping you figure out some kinks and stuff, but like, I think that's where the buck stops. Like,
yeah,
I think you say on the other side of the world. I don't know if you literally mean on the other side of the world or just like opposite sides of the country, but like I think you take the relationship, if that's what we're calling it, for what it is.
Yeah, for face value. Like, what are the chances that y'all are going to end up together anyways?
Right.
He has multiple Spotify playlists with other people. Like, you need to get in line.
I can't with the Spotify playlist. Like, I'm not trying to be mean.
No.
I'm guessing maybe you're a little bit younger.
But like, is this a thing? Maybe
it is a thing. I don't know. You and I haven't been single for a long time.
No, maybe it's just we're not the cool people and people really do collab. But now listen, I think I would be petty and message the girl. Like, wouldn't you? I would just message her.
This is going to sound really terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't. I also wouldn't give two shits if he was cheating because I don't know him in real life.
Okay, I forget that part. Yes. Like, you're right.
Like, you don't know him in real life. Like, if he's cheating, that's on him. You've got nothing to do with it. You're not physically
He's also really not cheating, though. Like, but it's that's hard what I'm saying. To they're cheat not, when you're not, yeah.
They're not physically. Yeah. No, I mean, in my mind, I don't mean to, it would be cheating. If I found out Robbie was doing that, that is
but
cheating.
Because you live together. But, like, if someone lived on the other side of the world and y'all have never met and there's no, like,
the other girl. Not that he's cheating on the listener.
Oh, okay.
If he has like an IRL girlfriend, sure, or something like that.
Yes. No, yeah, for sure. I meant for her. Sorry. Oh, I meant he's not cheating on her. Like,
no, they're not in a real relationship.
Right. If you've never met. Hello. Have we ever watched Catfished? Blows my mind that these people will be in a quote relationship for 3 years. Never met. Anytime they were like
putting their life on hold,
literally having excuse after excuse. And these people truly believe it. Or people that, like, one guy thought he was dating Katy Perry. I'm like, you literally aren't. And it was like, the girl was like, oh, sorry, my concert ran late.
My concert. What?
It was a grown ass man. But anyways, so those aren't like real relationships. And I'm not discrediting, you're emotionally tied to this person. I do get that. But like, if you're truly on the other side of the world, like let's say you truly are.
Like, if logistics are not playing out in your favor, there is not a realistic probability that one of you is going to, in the immediate future, move to the other side of the world to like attempt an IRL relationship. Again, I think you take it at face value. Cool. Mm-hmm. He's helping you explore your sexuality, figuring out your kinks. Like, cool. You're going to know what you're like, what you like and what you're into to take into like a real relationship with a real man that you can physically touch.
Right. In society. Yeah. Like
in society,
like, you know, like at a bar, like wherever people meet people these days. But no, I think
women are just like, we're more prone, right, to attaching like emotion to
absolutely
physicality. So even though you guys aren't like actually physical, you're having like live face-to-face sexual interaction. So
we get way more emotionally invested than a guy does.
That's exactly. Yeah. So I think like you're probably investing more into it than what you should be for your own well-being, and also definitely more than what he's investing. Let's be honest. He's keeping you on the hook because he obviously likes whatever you guys have and what you're doing, but he's living his life wherever he is.
With his girlfriend.
Or his brother. I don't know.
Whoever. Whomever.
Maybe his brother is his lover.
Right. Yeah. So I guess in that case, now that we've talked through it, if I were the girl, I don't know. I still might be kind of curious, but it wouldn't even matter really. So I'd really be struggling with the, like, do I want to know? And what's the point of knowing if I did know? But
yeah,
either way it sucks because she is invested emotionally and physically to her, like the physical aspect coming from the emotional sure. aspect. So I get that part of it. And she really believes that this is more, but it doesn't sound like it's reciprocated.
I think you either take it at face value and continue doing what you're doing with him for what it is and still live your life and find a partner that you can have all of these experiences with in real life, mm-hmm. or you say, okay, well, like, we're going to pursue, I want to figure out a way to pursue this and then have that conversation. But yeah, like, I don't know if
it's a lot. It seems like a lot.
Yeah. And I mean, if you are already questioning it and having weird doubts, it ain't going to get better from here. So,
right. Long distance is hard, especially from like the other side of the world.
When you don't know each other in real life.
Right. Who even says he's on the other side of the world?
And you met on a not safe for work Reddit page. Right. Yeah. What if he's not even on the other side of the world? You don't know.
No, you literally don't know. That's what I'm saying with catfishing. I mean, he's obviously not because they are like FaceTiming each other, but still he could still be anybody he wants to be online. Like he doesn't have to be. You
can catfish in more ways than just personality. That's right. Than physically looks.
That's exactly what I mean. Yeah. He can be like a lawyer and, you know, whatever, living in Malibu, but really he's somebody's uncle living in the basement in West Virginia.
See, now what I would suggest doing is what I did, and that's you do a background check. You hire a person to help you investigate.
Hit them on the Google.
Yeah. Google no, you need a professional.
No, for sure, but you got to Google people too. Mm-hmm. It's amazing what Google pulls up. Like, it'll pull up all social media that they're attached to if they have it. Now, some people are a little bit more more elite than that, and that's where the background check comes in because if they're, you know, if they're like, no, we got to take it a step further, we're gonna really catfish people. Wow, it's a lot. I don't know.
There used to be an app that like me and my girlfriends would all get on, and you could put in the phone number and like search people. And it was specifically for women like dating to look up men, and I can't remember what it was, but it would give you everything. It would give you all of their like.
Facebook used to do that. I don't know if it still does. You could look people up. Yeah. You could literally look people up. Like I remember.
Well, you can find people by phone number, but this would give you a listing of every address that they've been associated with.
Oh my gosh.
It would give you their LLCs, if they rented or owned their home. Like it was a whole. Yeah. And it's a free service.
Gosh. What?
I have to figure out what this app is.
Yeah. That's crazy.
But we used to do it all the time. So. And then there was this Facebook group that I was in that was like literally just for like women helping other women when it comes to this, like making sure that like their dude's safe, whatever. Yeah. Or like if they had like a sketchy feeling about somebody that they met on a dating app, people would look them up.
It's kind of like that Facebook group. Am I dating or are we dating the same guy? Yeah. Like she should scour the. Well, I guess it wouldn't matter again because I don't know.
I think
when you've never met somebody, then that's really hard because he could be whatever.
Take it at face value and just keep doing what you're doing and enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Or you need to do your due diligence. And oh my gosh, Mags.
Who are they barking at? Why is everybody barking?
Please hold. It comes as no shock to anybody that I really despise being hot, like just not built for the heat.
You?
I know, shocking. So much so that as a kid, I used to take my pillowcase and my blankie and all that, and I would put it in the freezer. Yes. Any time of year, it didn't matter, winter, summer, I would put it in the freezer. And the feeling of that cold pillowcase, like there was quite literally nothing better than that.
I do remember doing that in the summer, even though I'm a warm natured person. Like I want to be warm. I'm a cold natured person, but want to be warm. I remember doing that. And that was real nice.
So nice. And you know, we are aging gracefully, but we are aging. So whatever I can do to keep wrinkles and all that at bay, you guys know, I've talked about it before way back yonder. I think it was a swipe up on the old show. Mm-hmm. I am a huge fan of silk pillowcases, huge fan. And I mean, who knew that that's all you need to get better sleep, wake up with hydrated skin and hair, and Blissey is a great pillowcase.
Yeah, I tell my clients all the time too, when they have problems with like just frizz, I'm like, are you using a cotton pillowcase or something like that? Like the, you know, just, it just roughs up your hair. We need the silk.
And it really does make a difference for your hair.
Oh, absolutely it does.
I mean, and I've even started using like silk hair ties, like when I tie my hair up at night. But that's a whole other conversation.
Whole other thing.
Y'all can sleep better with Blissey's award-winning 100% mulberry silk pillowcases. Silk is honestly the best way to sleep this summer. Blissey silk pillowcases are temperature regulating and have naturally insulating properties. So if you sweat and overheat while you sleep,
Mike.
Does he?
Yes.
Little furnace.
Uh-huh.
Blissey is for you or for Mike. It stays cool throughout the night so that you're not constantly waking up sweating around your neck or flipping the pillow to find the cooler side. Oh, that's such a rewarding feeling.
It is.
On top of that, it is also so good for your hair, as we said, because it reduces frizz, tangles, and keeps skincare products and natural moisture in your skin, because silk does not absorb moisture off your face. You can say goodbye to wrinkles, dry, flaky, and red skin in the morning and wake up with healthier hair. And there are a lot of dupes, right? Like we see them shared all the time, that claim that satin can be an alternative to silk, but that's just not the case.
Now, you had me at mulberry silk. Like if that doesn't sound regal and pristine and younger, then I don't know what does.
Totally. But satin is made from synthetic fibers like polyester, while silk is a luxurious all-natural fiber. Because satin is synthetic, it also traps heat and moisture. So if you tend to run warm, it'll pool the sweat and heat around your face while you sleep, which is not good. Silk is more breathable, moisture wicking, and gentle, and it's more durable and long-lasting too. So think of it as an investment in getting better sleep and waking up feeling ready to take on the day. Plus, that's a great gift idea.
It actually is. When we were doing our onboarding call, me and the rep were talking, and it really is such a great gift. Like I'm always trying to find things that either are unique or something that I haven't given before. Mm-hmm. And a silk pillowcase, even if I like paired it with my like salon favorites, how cute would that be? And it's really cute. Like they're protecting their hair too.
I like to give gifts that I know somebody probably won't make the investment in for themselves.
Right.
Because it's
luxe.
Right. And like, I'm like that. Like there are certain things where even if I really, really want it, sometimes I'm just not like quite willing to pull the trigger on it, but I would love to receive it as a gift.
Right.
And a real silk pillowcase, that is one of those things.
No, absolutely.
And I've given it as a gift and it's always a fan favorite.
Yes, for sure. And it's something different. Like you said, not everyone's thinking about like a new silk pillowcase for themselves, but I'm going to give it though.
Mm-hmm. It's made, as we said, of 100% mulberry silk, which is naturally hypoallergenic. I know that's often a concern. So you can sleep more comfortably without itching or rashes. So it's really good if you do have allergies. And unlike other silk pillowcases, these are of the highest quality silk and are machine washable, which is a huge plus because a lot of times silk is not.
Right. So remember a couple weeks ago, I was talking about how one side of my face, I think it was on the podcast or maybe it was just me and you. And one of my clients was like, is that the side that you sleep on?
Yeah.
And I have like these cotton like pillow covers, and I'm not going to lie, I didn't spend a lot of money on them. Mm-hmm. And so when she said that, I was like, actually, yeah, that is the side that I sleep on. Look at my face. And I'm like on my period. I'm telling you, switching it up is a game changer, and using like the silk. And I had no idea all the silk facts and all of the things. It makes sense. Hello, people in polyester suits back in what, the 70s, they were always sweating, jiving and sweating. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Always. And it makes so much sense, like trapping in all the freaking heat.
Sure does.
Blissey silk pillowcases are the best silk pillowcases on the market. They have a ton of different prints and colors. I got pink. What color did you get?
I got white.
You did. Yeah. They make great gifts because there is an option for literally anybody. Men love them too, which I actually am going to get Mike one because
Robbie got one and he's quite literally obsessed with it.
Okay.
And he got one because he felt mine and was like,
I need it.
I need that.
See? Oh my God. You influenced your husband in bed. Sure did. Whoa.
Hey.
They have over 1.5 million raving fans, us included, and you could be next. Try now risk-free for 60 nights at blissey.com/basically and get an additional 30% off. That's blissy.com/basically and use code basically to get an additional 30% off. Sleep cooler this summer with Blissey. It's fine. It was just the pizza man.
Yeah.
Which also, the other day, I had posted this on Instagram yesterday, but the other day Fisher told me I was really good at eating. We were eating pizza.
That's hilarious.
And I was like, He said it in front of mics. He always says stuff in front of Mike's entire family. I mean, family.
Better than telling you you got penis breath.
Right. Because if y'all remember last year, he told me in front of everybody that my breath that I had penis breath. I'm like, okay, cool. But the other day we're like sitting around the table just eating and Fisher was standing there wanting me to go upstairs and play Legos with him. And he's like, Mommy, you are so good at eating. I'm like, okay. And I just kind of let it roll.
In his head, it's definitely a compliment.
It was, yeah. But I let it roll. I was like, okay, cool. And again, it was pizza. It's like my favorite thing. And then days later, like yesterday, I was still thinking about it. I was like, the fact that he said.
Letting it eat at you.
Yeah. I was like, the fact that he said I was so good at eating. Like, I just don't know how I feel about it. Like, that's such a burn. Like, I want to say that to somebody and be like, you're really good at eating. I mean, I would not, but you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a burn.
My favorite trend that I've seen lately on TikTok is people with the backhanded compliments.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It is so funny. And of course, it's always Southern women.
Oh, my God, always. And the bless your heart. If somebody hits you with a bless your heart, it is not always coming from the sincerest place in someone's heart, especially Southern women. I mean, you got to hit some people. Some people deserve, bless your heart. Yeah. And then some people deserve to truly like, bless your heart. Like if they're really going through it, you know what I mean? It's like,
it's all about the tone.
It is. But man, the backhanded compliments or like condescending stuff that people say, like, I'll say, 8 out of 10 times it'll go over my head and I won't get it. And then I'll be thinking about it 3 years later at 2 a.m. And I'm like, did they mean that when they said that?
Like, what did they mean? Right. Was that serious?
Because then I'm reading between the lines and I'm like, well, hang on a second. Now I need to text them and let them know how I feel about it. And they're like, what?
I love this. But, okay, so this is a good list. But anyways, it's a trend on TikTok where these people are sharing and it's Southern women that are sharing like
love it.
Their meemaws, you know, best. Oh man, they sting.
Yeah.
So this list is pretty funny. I always feel more intelligent after reading your work. I don't get that. How's that one backhanded?
I always feel more intelligent after reading your work. Maybe because the work sucks and they feel smarter because you're an idiot writing that way.
Oh my God. I totally
only know that from experience. People telling me, I'm just kidding.
I interpreted that as like, my work is so good. It makes you feel smarter.
Wow. Okay. I mean,
somebody would be able to say that to me and I would be like, thank you. Like sincerely.
But that's the thing. Somebody may say that to you and mean it that way. But the way that these Southern women are saying it is not like that. See, that's our different brains. Cause if I'm saying that to somebody, it means you dumb and I feel real good about it.
Okay, this one. It's really difficult to underestimate you.
Oh, God.
Your haircut makes your nose look smaller.
Oh, my God. But anything with, like, women do that, Southern probably mostly, but people say that stuff all the time. Like, oh, my gosh, your hair looks great. Have you lost weight?
Yeah.
No, I just grew my bangs out or whatever. It's like,
I love that. Ew. You look great. Have you lost weight? Like,
right.
Go fuck yourself.
That's like, not nice.
What if I haven't?
Oh, the last little bit of baby weight just don't want to come off, but you look good. You look better than you used to. Or my favorite that my aunt used to say to me, oh, my God, swear on my life. She'd go, no, you look better now. You were way too skinny. I swear to God, I haven't seen her in like probably 7 years since my dad died or five, whatever it's been. And I don't mean to brush that off, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She would say that every time I saw her. And when I lived in Florida, I would come back tan. She was just jealous because her forehead looked like orange peel, which I see a lot of me in her too. Like I look at the beach, I'm like, damn, we got the same forehead. I got them jeans. But she would always say that to me. Or she'd be like, don't cut your hair. It looks so much better like that. Like she would just say that. I'm like,
And she probably thought nothing of it. Like she didn't think she was insulting you.
She probably didn't, but you look so much better. You were too skinny again. Well, you know what? I've been eating pizza. I've been good at eating lately.
I've been good at eating. I've really mastered the art. You look really nice in this light.
I don't hate that because sometimes the light hits. Like, hello, ring lights.
Just not any other light. Oh, it's Earl light. That's a beautiful photo of you. I didn't recognize you at first.
Okay.
I have gotten this.
We all have. And if you say you haven't, you're lying. Or they've said it to somebody. But like, for sure, like wedding planning season, you know, when you're always like top notch and you got your bachelorette party, you got your wedding stuff. People are like, oh my God, I didn't even recognize you. Okay.
Fuck off.
I guess I did my makeup
when I look the most beautiful. Well, and I always say that like I don't wear anything, any kind of makeup the vast majority of the time, and which is so unlike me. I used to never even step foot out of the house without a full face of makeup on, like when I was younger. Now I just, I'm too tired and I don't have time and I just don't care as much.
Right.
But more importantly, I would rather when I actually do get made up, people being like, holy shit, like you look great.
Yeah.
Then getting made up every day. And so then the one day I'm just like, oh, natural myself.
People are
like, are you feeling all right?
You look sick.
Yeah.
You feel okay? Did you get a lot of sleep? Oh, did your baby keep you up last night?
This one's my favorite. I won't go through the whole list. I'm just going to pick a couple more. So, but this is my favorite from the whole list. Your Instagram makes you seem so fun.
Oh my God. Talk about like new day burns, you know? Cause back in the day you would never say that. Like no one said that about Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Explain this one to me. Okay. Cause again, I have had people say this to me and I don't think it was backhanded.
Uh-oh.
Your house feels so cozy and lived in. Okay, does that mean it's lived like messy?
In is messy. Yeah. Okay. Like if it feels cozy and lived in, the way that I would read that is like, wow, it's like when people are like, oh my God, sorry, I got crap everywhere. They're like, it's just lived in. They're meaning it's kind of.
So I haven't had that. But like you, like when you came over to my apartment for the very first time, you were like, oh my God, your apartment's so cozy. I didn't take that as a.
No, because.
It's the lived in part.
It's the lived in. Because again, if you ever, I mean, I've had people say it, like when my house literally had baby toys everywhere, I was like, oh my God, sorry. They're like, oh no, it's lived in or shit all over your counter. And people are like, oh honey, it's just lived in. It just means that you got a lot going on.
I could hear an old Southern granny saying this. You're smarter than two dumb guys. And then you clean up nice.
Well, you clean up nice.
Mm-hmm.
We've all had that said to us, right?
You're so charming when you make an effort.
Oh, okay. I'm not gonna lie. I've kind of said some of these things before, and I don't know how I'm in it actually.
I wish I was as relaxed as you are about messiness.
Ooh, that's a burn. Yeah, I wish I could be like that. When you're like carefree, don't give any, your car, yeah. Not you, but like someone's car is like a mess and it's like, oh man, I wish I didn't care about that. Like the cheeseburger wrappers and the 14 fries in between your, you know. Oh. No, you know, it is fun. And for some reason, slapping a little Southern accent on it sometimes just makes the hit a little bit nicer. But then again, that's one of those things that you think about 3 hours later and you're like, damn. Nanny done hit me with the with the lived in, and here I am like thinking I was doing something or cleaning up this nice.
Bitch.
Yeah, like the clean up nice. You're like, oh, well, I did. And then you get to thinking about it and you take your makeup off later and you're like, so what do they normally think about me?
Yeah, what did they mean by that?
So then I don't clean down nice?
Mm-hmm. Anyways, I'll have to send you some of the TikToks when they pop up because they're really funny. So Elaine and Uwa were here.
Yes.
So they did the...
Are they moving? Did we sign the lease? What's going on?
Listen.
You showed him a good time.
I have never been so close to having her move here.
Oh, really?
And she's going to listen to this. Okay. And I'm just telling you...
I'm just waiting for her to call.
Elaine Watton, you walked right up to Uwa downtown and she said, I'll move here with you. And I don't think anybody understands the level of self-control I had in that moment. I was so blasé and laissez-faire and I walked away. I kept it cool. And meanwhile, inside, I was
screaming.
Yeah. I was literally dying. I was like, this is it. This is what I've been working for. Because
you said he'll move, no questions asked. Like, he's ready. Oh.
He is, but he's not. So I think for both of them, leaving family is a big thing because
both of their families, all of them both are of there. Their,
yeah. So okay. His family's in Connecticut. Hers is like more upstate New York, not like Albany upstate, but not New York City.
Okay.
And so, but she has a cousin who lives here. Oh. We had dinner with him one night.
Oh, okay.
Like she doesn't have nobody down here. She does have her cousin. And obviously she has like me.
Yeah.
And like we had people over on the 3rd and we had a great time. Every single person was like, so you guys are moving. Like
we love it here. It's so great.
Yeah. We were running into people left and right that weren't from here. And so every single person, I was like, oh, how long have you been here? Oh, where'd you move from? How do you like it? Uh-huh. Like, I mean, I was like laying it on thick.
Laying on thick.
We took them to several different apartment complexes so they could look at places to rent. I took them to homes for rent. Okay. You know, he wants to buy a home right away. I said, you should probably rent for your first year so you can get to know the areas and find out where you want to be. I mean, we're right there. So
what's... I mean, I know this is kind of weird talking about her because she's going to listen.
She's going to listen, and I don't care. And you know what? But what's probably going to listen too.
Oh, good. But what would be like, you said she's almost there. So is it just the family thing now? I think it's just the trigger?
I think it's just the follow through. Mm-hmm. I think both of them leaving here, well, you'll hear at the end of the Patreon episode. I mean, it's a done deal. They're moving here. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of when.
Okay.
I'm telling you right now, it's just a matter of when.
Oh, good. Well, then, Elaine, Uwa, welcome home. Welcome to North Carolina, where the world and the state looks more beautiful with y'all in it. Welcome home. Ooh.
That was so nice.
That was really nice. And I will give you a backhanded version of that if y'all don't do it.
Love that. So in the meantime, while they're back home and they're getting into their regular routines, I don't want too much time to pass Mm-mm. before they are making a decision.
No, we're not settling into anything.
I really think they need to be looking at like October, November to move, you know, get down here, get settled. They can go
Quick,
back up
band-aid,
for the,
rip it off.
Right. Let's they can go back up for the holidays. Yeah. It's less expensive to move during that time.
It's not freezing.
You know, everybody's
it's not
back
hot.
In school.
Oh yeah. It makes sense logistically.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. obviously I think it needs to happen October, November. Mm-hmm. But we're not letting time slow. So we're going to be sending them great things about Raleigh, places to go.
Yeah.
All Uwa cared about was the food.
The food. Okay.
I said multiple times before they came down, I said, what do you want to see? What's important to you where you live? He was like, culture and food.
Where'd you take him?
So we went, he had never had Bojangles. Obviously, Bojangles
did he get a chicken
biscuit
combo?
Fast food. Okay. I told him to get the Supremes.
Oh, thing. Okay.
First of all, my boy eats. Okay. He's a big boy. Okay. He's like 6'6". You know, he puts away a lot of food. So everywhere we went, he had an experience, right? He ordered lots of stuff. So he ordered, I told him Bowberry biscuits. Mm-hmm. I said, get the Supremes. You like mashed potatoes? Get the mashed potatoes.
You
get bow rounds
with
seasoning.
Chicken biscuit combo. That's like the staple.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, maybe
high school we like chain ate those things. Lived on them.
See, I'm a Supremes girl. I mm-hmm. like that. I don't know. So that's what I told him. He was kind of meant.
Does he like spicy?
Yes.
So the chicken biscuit combo has the spice running through it. I'm going to tell you something. I had one at the beach, y'all. It had so much spice when I bit into that. Okay.
Well, I fumbled the
Next
ball
time.
On that.
That's okay.
So we got that first snack when they got in.
Okay.
I had made reservations at OSHA that night.
Yes.
So we took him to OSHA for sushi. That was great. Oh, God. I love that place so much.
Love it. Love it. P.S. That's where my birthday dinner is going to be. You're invited, obviously.
Oh, fantastic.
Just planned it today with Stacey.
All right. Perfect. Just let me know when and where and I'll be there.
We do love it.
Great place. Okay. So
did y'all go to Pimento Tea Room?
They were closed. They were so excited about going to Pimento Tea Room and they were closed the entire time they were here.
Wait, what? For the week or what?
Yeah.
Why? 4th of July?
I guess.
They really celebrated. They really took Independence Day for real, for real.
They did. They took it very seriously. And it was really disappointing because they were pumped for Pimento Tea
Dang.
Room.
Well, when they move, they can obviously go. It'll be a great time of year because obviously. They do their fall menu. And it's like eclectic food. Let me tell y'all something. Their beef stew with that cornbread on top. I'm like salivating thinking about it.
Well, I'm going to make like literally a PowerPoint presentation.
Stop. You have to do it.
Of the places where they need to go. Elaine was very interested in the White Lady Nail Salons.
Oh, okay. So,
the bougie nail salons.
Oh, but she's in New York. They're like a dime a dozen like nail salons. So for them.
Yeah.
Aren't they like $10 for a manicure?
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
I know. And that it's like the only thing that's less expensive up there than down here. The manicure places.
Oh, yeah.
We had to pause.
Yeah.
Anyways, but so places where you think they need to go or see. Okay, so we did Bojangles. We did OSHA. We did the Blind Pelican. Is that what the place is called?
Yeah, did y'all get a Bloody Mary?
No, didn't. We went for lunch one day, okay. So it was.
The place is good. Like, spicy margaritas there.
Yeah, it was. I had a lobster roll. It was delicious. And then we also had frog legs.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Also delicious.
My God, it was from there before.
I'm trying to think what else, where else
did y'all go to downtown Raleigh at all?
Yes. So we took him downtown. We went and go. Of course, like Everything was closed. It was the 4th of July. It was so annoying.
Wait, what were the dates they were here that you said the 1st through?
Okay, so they came in on, was it the 1st? Was that the Saturday? Or the 30th was the Saturday? I don't know. They came in Saturday afternoon. They got here and then they left Thursday.
Okay.
They left Thursday morning, like first thing.
It was like an 8-hour drive or 9-hour drive?
Well, for them, it was like 12 hours because they stopped every 2 hours. Elaine said she wanted to hit every Pizza Hut between New York and here.
Wait, is she really?
Oh, nice. I don't know if they actually hit every Pizza Hut, but they stopped many times. They ended up spending the night. It's supposed to be a 9-hour drive.
I don't want to stop at all.
Me either.
Hit the road, pee in a cup, let's go. I mean, you know.
We stop once, because we drive back and forth between here and New York all the time. Mm-hmm. We stop one time to fill up on gas, yep. Go pee, get something to eat, and then we're back on
that
the road.
That is exactly what I did going to Florida. Georgia, yeah. Stop, pee, yeah. Let my dogs out to pee, yep. And I'm back. I don't want to stop.
I don't want to stop. I don't want to sit anywhere. No. I don't want to waste any time. But like, mm-hmm. As I said, it was a big guy. So like, he needed to stretch his legs. Yep. And I think if you're not accustomed to road trips, I get it. But hopefully it'll be a little bit faster for them next time. Cause that's like pretty daunting to set up. It should be a quick drive in between. Cause that's been one of the things that I've been telling them is like,
it's easy to get home.
It's easy to get home. Like,
cause it's a straight shot, right?
Yes. You go right up 95. Right. Like it's so fast. You just get on the highway and go. But anyways, so, I can't even, we did go downtown. We went to Boxcar.
Oh, good.
Was going to take them on tour of the chocolate place across the street. Of course, nobody was making chocolate, so it's kind of lame. And the chocolate place was actually closed, so you couldn't even buy chocolates. We could only get coffee from the like coffee house that's inside there.
Dang, that really sucks.
It was really disappointing.
Morgan Food Hall.
Yes.
Did y'all go there?
We didn't.
Oh, but she's been.
But she's okay. Been. We've gone there a couple times.
Because he would probably like that, because he could get a little bit of everything right there.
Smorgasbord. And the nice thing about the food hall, ooh, I'm talking to you. There's actually two food halls here, but they're all local restaurants. So it's not like chains in this, like, it's not like a food court, you know,
no,
it's like local
like
restaurants.
Wendy's in
that have these like little,
the Maca's empanadas.
Restaurants. Oh, the empanadas are so fucking good.
Oh, there was
have
one
you
by
had
my
the
old
corn one?
No. What's in it?
Oh, wait, you're talking Guasaca?
No, Maca's. No, my old salon had a Maca's near it. And that's where I first had it. And when I tell y'all these empanadas,
it's got to be the same place. Because it's in Morgan Street.
It's the same.
Yeah. So it's got to be, they make a corn empanada.
What's in it?
Have you ever had like a corn fritter where it's like creamed corn in the.
It's like a cornbread, not all the way cooked with cream in it. All
that is what their empanada is. It is so fucking good. And I dip it in like the green spicy.
I love their
salsa.
Hot sauces. Their beef and onion, and they don't put a whole bunch of cheese and everything, y'all. No. You can go there and get
classic empanadas.
Literally, it is beef, seasoning, and onions. And that's what I'm talking about. Because then I can dress it up how I want, dip it in the hot sauce. Mm-hmm. And when I tell you I want three of those, I don't want to mix them up. I just want that one. I'm going to have to try the corn one. But we need to go there one day. We went a couple years ago.
We're just, this is the Raleigh podcast. We're selling Raleigh to everybody.
I mean, literally everybody's going to move here now.
They are already. But it was a lot of fun. But it was when we were downtown, Uwe and I were talking, like just him and I and Elaine and Robbie like walked down because this chocolate, Vidiri chocolate, it's in this old like railroad station, very cool building. So they were kind of walking around the outside and Uwe and I were sitting and talking and she turns to Robbie and she says, "Do you see yourself dying here?" And
Elaine getting all deep.
Yeah. Aww. And he was like, honestly, no. He was like, I could see a world in which we move, but like, I'm really happy here now. Mm-hmm. And she said it was that changed it for her. And she was like, okay. She was like, I don't know why, but that brought me so much comfort knowing that.
That literally makes me want to cry.
I think maybe because I was like, I want it so bad that I'm like, selling it.
I'm gonna
so
need you to quit
hard.
Tearing up over there because I can't even look at you right now.
Oh, I'm only tearing up because you're tearing up.
I'm about to start. Well, I'm on my period. I've had a long day. I've had a really long week.
This is why we can't do anything when we're both on our periods.
Raise your hand if any of this sounds like you. You obsessively follow that super, credible health expert on TikTok.
A few.
I'm waiting for your hand to raise.
Oh, my bad. Let me raise my hand because there's a few.
You take the latest supplements or, you know, your almond mom recommends or even the ones that don't taste so great going down. Also,
let me raise my hand again. Yeah,
both of us at that point. You embrace the latest diet craze that your best friend swears by, whether it's eating no carbs all the time or only carbs that only carbs that grow on trees.
That sounds, sign me up for an all carb diet.
I'm mad about that. Or maybe you follow your coworker's 9-step skincare routine plus 8-step hair grooming routine every night religiously, and you use a Blissy pillowcase, obviously.
Oh yeah, maybe you just follow 8 billion bloggers and follow everything they do to the letter.
Right, so basically we're saying familiar. This is all of us, and all of your hands should be raised unless you're driving. Don't do that, but this is all of us. You listen to all these health obsessed folks, but when it comes to the last time you went to an actual doctor, in real life,
not self-diagnosing.
Don't even get me on the Google rabbit hole. Spencer and I, she knows.
We're bad.
If you have to think about it, it's time to head to ZocDoc. There are thousands of top-rated doctors on ZocDoc that are all listed with verified patient reviews. So you can find and book a doctor not only that has years of experience and an actual medical degree. Dang, I need to go to the eye doctor. Do they do that on ZocDoc?
For sure.
Okay, not only that has years of experience and an actual medical degree, but also gets you. Like, their degree is not from Google. Like us.
Facts. ZocDoc is a free app where you can find amazing doctors and book appointments online. Wendy and I have both used it. My husband has used it. So we're talking about booking appointments with thousands of top-rated patient-reviewed doctors and specialists. You can filter specifically for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat almost any condition you're searching for. If you are traveling and something happens, ZocDoc is a great resource because you will be able to find a doctor close to you that helps. It's not just for when you're at home. You can use this anywhere at any time. These docs all have verified reviews from actual real patients, not bots. The average wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 and 48 hours. That's it. So you can even score same day appointments in some cases. Once you find the doctor you want, you can book them immediately with just a few app taps. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist because nobody wants to talk to another human. That sucks.
Right. But no, really, we've talked about this before, but like the instant gratification of getting a hold of somebody right then and doing it is so clutch. I mean, for people like me and you.
Uh-huh. Totally. So go to ZocDoc.com/famous and download ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book top rated doctors today. That's ZocDoc.com/famous. ZocDoc.com/famous. So I think it's just like, I want it too much and I sell it too hard.
Yeah.
And like, obviously she and Robbie are friends. Like, Robbie cares for her. She cares for Robbie, but he's not like pushing for this move.
No.
And I think for whatever reason, she said it kind of just like brought her comfort knowing that like, he's not necessarily going to, like, it's not a forever thing. I think that in her head, she can't get past this. Like, if I make this move,
That's scary.
Like, that's the rest of my life. Even though I've told her a million times, do it for 12 months. And if you don't like it, leave.
Exactly.
Every major move I have made in my life, when I was 21 years old and packed my Jeep up as full as I could get it and moved to New York, I did. My mom said, stay for 12 months. And if you hate it, you can come back.
Literally exactly what I did for Florida. And I stayed for 7 years.
Yeah.
And y'all are still here.
Yep. And then we did the same thing, Robbie, because Robbie has never lived outside of our little, you know, 3 square miles of New York. Like, he had lived there in that area his whole life. Mm-hmm. And so I said the same thing to him. I said, we moved to North Carolina for a year, for 12 months. We don't like it.
It's permanent. And that's probably even better for them to come down and rent somewhere so they're not obligated to have to sell anything. Not that they would even have a hard time selling anything. If you bought something and sold your real estate here after 2 years, you're good. Like, you're going to make money on it because this area is just popping and thriving. Yeah. But y'all aren't even going to want to leave.
That's what I said.
That's the thing. And there's so much down here. So for them, do they like the big city feel? Do you think that, like, was Raleigh nice for them to see because they enjoy like a bigger place? And like Holly Springs obviously is not.
I think maybe Ua, yes, but Elaine, no. Elaine is definitely more like country, like not that Holly Springs is country, but yeah, I think definitely she's more definitely rural more than. Suburbs. Mm-hmm. I think Ua could do either.
Where are they looking in this area?
Well, so I showed them some places around here just because I'm selfish and that would be close to me.
Yeah.
I showed them some places like where I used to live in Raleigh, which is kind of like the border of Raleigh, right? Yeah. Like it's not quite inside the Beltline. Mm-hmm. And they like that a lot.
Okay.
And I think
probably of everything.
And I think, yeah, I think realistically, like when Robbie and I moved down here, that's where we lived. It was in Raleigh. It was accessible to a lot of different things.
So easy to be social if you're bored and they're going to want to do things, obviously.
Yeah. They're going to want to get out and explore and get to know the city and like get to see different areas and figure out what they like and where they would want to be long-term.
Look, she should talk to Booge because Booge did that. Booge literally picked up from Colorado and moved to Sanford.
Yeah.
So
actually that's a great point.
I mean, she could totally talk to Booge and Booge can tell her like, I wish I would have done this. Obviously Booge wants to be closer in to like, she doesn't want to be in Raleigh. She wants to be in this area actually. I mean, damn, can we just get Booge away? Like get the whole crew here.
Hello.
What are we doing? This is easy. Now my friend Jamie needs to move and we'll really have a good old party.
But they did love it. We drove all downtown. Like we talked a lot about just the culture of the city, how it's like really like, there's not a lot of people from Raleigh that people that live in Raleigh that are from Raleigh. Anyways, you guys know I've talked about this on the show so many damn times. Mm-hmm. Like I think that she would be like so happy to be here. His job, FYI, has an office in Raleigh. He could just transfer with work.
Is that meant to be?
Right. His job has an office in Raleigh, an office in Wilmington, an office in Greenville. I said, cool. So he has a job. He can just transfer, right? And then I'm not going to say the company's name, but several of my girlfriends all work for the same company.
Oh, okay.
When we went to dinner with her cousin, he works for the same company as my girlfriends and was like, Elaine, like the benefits are absolutely incredible. Like you need, like
all
you could get in.
All signs point to move here.
I said, you know what? Wendy doesn't use her salon every day. If you wanted to get a few hair clients, I'm sure she would let you sublet her room a day.
Girl. Let's do it. Like,
we'll get your side hustle on. I said, there's plenty of special ed people that you can help. That is really her passion. That is where she feels fulfilled and what she wants to do. I said, so there's plenty
of
options.
She could find a school
there.
Here. Yeah. Oh my God.
So many options. Anyways, you guys, I know that some of you follow her. She says she has like literally hundreds of friend requests on Instagram. Just like start sending her messages. Bombard her. Move to Raleigh. Move to Raleigh.
Just come on in.
That's it. That's all I gotta say. That was my week. It was great. The puppy potty training, not going great. He's a little shithead. He is absolutely gigantic. He is growing so fucking fast.
He's gonna be huge.
30 pounds and he's
12
weeks.
Moose.
I actually wanted to name him Hank and I feel like Hank would be very
Hank
fitting
be
for how big
so
he is.
Cute. What's the legal protocol if you change their names?
Oh, I think we're sold on Brooks.
No, I'm kidding.
Brooks Bucatini. I don't think it's
going
anywhere.
I don't think
Brooks
is cute.
Yeah.
So speaking of children, my child turned 5 while we were at the beach. Y'all, I don't know what it is about a kid turning 5 that is just so big. Like, it really is. I don't know what it is. Like, they're no longer, I mean, they are a little kid.
I think it's definitely a milestone birthday.
It is. I mean, they're no longer like a little kid. Like you can't be like, oh, my little 3-year-old, oh, my little 4-year-old. Like they're 5. They could technically go to school and like open their own goldfish. Like what does he even need me for anymore? Do you need me?
I mean, he did get into the fruit candy.
Me and Spencer were talking for like 4 minutes and I go in the kitchen and I was like, oh my God, he done got into his fruit snacks that he gets 1 pack a day because, you know, the sugar and my kid is 10 all the time. And he ate 3 packs that I found. So I was like,
wait,
you
but
doing?
My favorite is he ate 3 packs, but left 2 on the counter because he said, like, I don't like these. I'm like, well, you liked the other 3 packs.
Right. You ate all other 86. So that's cool. But when I was posting on Instagram, like obviously our week at the beach, I mean, he loves fishing. He's truly obsessed. And everybody was messaging me and they were like, it's just 5 is such a big thing. And I was like, it really is. Like it just is. It's such a freaking, he's grown. I mean, he's over here telling me that, you know, I'm good at eating, and he's so sweet right now. He's having a like sweet mommy moment. Mm-hmm. I really love that. I'm like, thank you. We toured a preschool today. Obsessed with it. I didn't even know that preschools could be this nice. Mm. I don't want to say too much about it, but
you're right, because then other people might take your spot,
right?
Or stalk your kid,
right? Or yeah, who knows? But oh my gosh, if I was a kid,
this is where you'd want to be. Is it close?
That's where I'm at. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But like I said, I didn't even know they made preschools like this. Listen, I went to a little church preschool. And you know how like a smell is so nostalgic and you smell it and it just takes you. I don't know if I, now if I smell the smell again, I'm back in preschool, Greystone Baptist Church, walking down the stairs to, I can remember the layout of the place. It's really weird.
Oh, me
how
too.
Weird I can,
my preschool, yeah. Vivid, core memories. I can, yeah. I could literally draw her basement
because
it was a woman who lived across from the elementary school. I know it sounds creepy. Yeah, she actually just died and I cried my eyes out. Yeah. She's the only teacher I have that I can like remember her name. Like I loved her so much, but I could draw her basement for you.
Well, I'm the same way. Like I can remember that. And like my first house that I lived in that we moved out of when I was three, but then I can't remember like
what you
normal
ate
stuff
yesterday.
Or people's phone numbers or anything else, but, or like how to read. But yes, like I can, there is a smell associated with like my preschool. And so I was like, oh my gosh, like I remember pieces of my preschool, but it won't like this.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I mean, the luxuries that preschools have now. I mean, you bring your rain boots. They had these gardens set up and they have like these stations outside and these clear walls that you can draw on with these pins. I ain't never seen anything like that before. Lovely. I'm going to quit and go back to school.
My preschool had cubbies where I used to trap the boys and try and kiss them. And, you know, a Play-Doh station where I'd make ice cream cones.
Oh, these stations are so aesthetically pleasing now. Let me tell you something. They all are like this really pretty, like wooden. And then it was very colorful in there. But like the chairs themselves and the tables. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. And they had like their cubbies. They had these little fancy cots. I don't know about you. You know, we had that little trifold mat on the ground that you could literally feel an ant through, like what? Yeah. The little plastic mat. These are like pretty cream and like wooden cots. Oh. And then they have a mud room in the back of the classroom where they bring their rain boots and their rain jackets and they bring extra clothes because they get to play. Unfreaking.
Well, you're going to have believable. To send them to private school if you send them to this preschool because every other school is going to look like shit.
Fisher's
going to
be like, I am not going here. I'm going to stay in preschool for another year. I'm like, you're literally eight.
You have to send them to Ravenscroft.
I know. Oh my God. 20,000
that's
semester
what Rob,
a year.
No, Robbie no. and I drove by there earlier and I said, look that place up. Mm-hmm. I said, look up. It's 26,000 for anything under high school and then 27,000 for high school. For a high school.
I have clients that their children go there. And I mean, don't get me wrong. They speak very highly of it. And the teachers there actually make great money. I have a client, her husband taught there and, or I guess still teaches there. And,
I mean, I'm for private school. Wow. I know that's controversial.
No,
people love private school or public school. I love private school, but whatever.
Yeah. But no,
that's a college tuition. That's like a state school, you know?
Yeah. We're not in Cruin anymore yet. but no, it's so crazy. But preschool, y'all, my clients, bless their hearts. And I mean that in the most sincere way. Are like, oh, what's the update? And I'm like, there's literally not one. Like we've toured them and now we're on a waiting list because you have to tour them to get on the waiting list. But today I was talking to the girl. She was so sweet. And I feel like we really bonded, but you know, whatever.
Is five a normal age to go into preschool here? Or is it late?
Really? So it's late. I mean, there's pre-K. He'd be in pre-K versus preschool. Preschool is usually four. So I should say pre-K. But same type of thing is just... He would then go into kindergarten next year, where preschool, they'd maybe go into pre-K next, or it depends on the birthday, how they fall. So she did tell me that last year, cause they just opened not too long ago, like within the last couple of years, that they had a ton of availability, obviously. And out of all the kids that went, only four of them were old enough to go to kindergarten this year because of their birthdays. They were like October or November. Mm. And that's past the cutoff. Whereas Fisher is on the flip. Basically, I'm a shitty parent and I should have did this last year.
Well, no, I just like, cause I'm just thinking I have a November birthday and like, I certainly wasn't the oldest kid in my grade, but I was on like the older half.
So that's how Mike
and
was.
I turned five in kindergarten.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure
you graduated when you were 17.
Oh no. So then
that's
I
how
wasn't.
I was. You were
so
older.
So then I went into kindergarten at at 5 and turned 6.
That's how Mike was.
Because I turned, yes, that makes sense. Yeah. Because I got my license my sophomore year of high school, graduated, I turned 18 at the start of my senior year.
Yes. Okay. So that is how exactly how Mike was. And I had friends like that too. I was on the opposite side of that where my birthday is
July.
Which
is how Robbie was.
Yes. And so I was younger. I had turned 5 and then I started school a few weeks later. And then I was the youngest all the way through and I was the shortest. Like I'm like, this is stupid. And my name was W. So listen, you're in the back of the line. You're the shortest. And like what? Oh, I just didn't have the cards right for me. But when I graduated at 17, that sucked because all my friends had turned, you know, and I didn't get my license until the end of my junior year.
Yeah, no, that would have sucked so bad.
It was bad. The only thing that helped me was that my best friend from childhood, Brittany, she and I are 2 weeks apart. She's 2 weeks younger than me.
So she was, you guys were in it for the long
We were
haul.
Like, cool. We both are the oldest, I mean, the youngest and suck. So we're just going to be using fake IDs to like go to these
no
podunk clubs. Like it's fun.
You?
No. But yeah, so anyway, he could technically start kindergarten and don't get me wrong. People were like, maybe you should do that. And I'm like, no, I can't. He just turned 5, y'all. I can't. Mm-mm, that gives me a pit in my throat.
He'll be fine. He'll be fine.
We just got to get in somewhere. So if any of y'all are local to Raleigh, since this is the Raleigh edition podcast, we need to do a photo of Raleigh for the cover, obviously. Literally. Welcome to Raleigh. What's your dream?
Absolutely. Skyline.
Yeah. And I'm like, if anyone can, you know, help me out, I'm gonna take it. I'm gonna take it this time.
Throw me a bone.
Listen, I'm low hanging fruit. Let's go. Give me something.
Okay. So I thought of an idea for you. Threads. Oh. I think you need to have like a series on Threads of shit Fisher says, and it should literally be shit Fisher says.
Okay. Okay, so Threads. We didn't.
That's funny.
Yeah, okay, listen. I know I have said this, and y'all are like, shut up. It's your kid. Whatever. Roll your eyeballs. I don't care.
He actually is funny.
He is.
I don't even like kids, so and I will tell you, he's funny.
It's just his one-liner. Like, he doesn't try.
He comes at you sideways with these zingers, and you're like,
oh,
you
I told the one
that.
About him burning you. I have told that story 700 times. I was like, you know, I was so proud. He doesn't even try. He's not thinking twice. I can't even explain it. I really do wish I could record him all the time because he's so hilarious.
Yeah.
His delivery is great. He is just that boy. He is a special thing. But that would be a great little thing because he does say stuff and I'm just like, but hold
on. There's that whole like overheard New York account, overheard in LA account.
Oh my God, I love that. I've never seen it.
Oh my gosh. I will send it to you. It's
okay.
Been my favorite.
I mean, there's
account
an account for everything now.
For many years. But I just think that would be a funny series.
Oh my God.
Threads.
How funny for an intrusive thoughts account, because I've told you some of mine and you literally look at me like I'm crazy. Some of the ones,
but I have
like,
my
no.
own intrusive thoughts. So
we should do a joint one and just do it. But Threads. Okay. So in case y'all have missed it, Threads is like this new piece of Instagram, basically. It's owned by
Twitter competition.
Yeah. And it's literally just saying stuff. Now, that being said,
it's Twitter without hashtags, which is really fucking bumming me out.
Really?
See,
that doesn't bother me. Now, I don't want pictures. I don't want pictures. I don't want videos. I don't want ads. I don't want none of it. Give me the status updates. And I keep like I've been talking about on my Threads. I am guilty of it. And I could see how Threads can be really cool. I like random thoughts and I like reading people's random thoughts. Mm-hmm. Now I think some people are, I'm going to have to send you one account. You wouldn't know who this person is.
Okay.
But I'm like, boo boo, did you not read any of your Facebook statuses?
Well, here's the thing.
I'm like, oh my, I cringe so bad at my own that I'm like, this isn't literally for every thought, every minute. Like you shouldn't have 4,000 thread updates right now. It just launched.
The tryhards are out in full force.
Ma'am.
Okay. Mm. But can we not have one app?
One.
Where we don't have all these fucking bloggers and influencers trying to sell all their shit and like, get on my IG and see my try on. How about you fucking kick rocks?
Yeah.
Get off this platform. This is not what it's for. Like, can we have one thing? I just want one platform that's safe.
Okay, so I was reading a post the other day in a blogging group, actually, and the girl who is a blogger was, somebody had asked about monetizing or how they built a following, whatever it was. And literally, I can't tell you how many bloggers said exactly what you said. They're like, we don't want the pressure of an ad curated anything.
Like, can we not just have a fun space? Right.
And a lot of them said that too. Now, don't get me wrong. You're going to have the ones that monetize every stream. Excuse me. Burped up my beef stick. I know that's nasty. Ew, I gagged too. Sorry, y'all. But it's like every avenue cannot be revenue, because then you feel like an ad, right? Like, we have our favorite people on Instagram, and eventually the bigger they get, you know, the more ads they're going to do, them, whatever it is, it turns into their business. Let Threads be your personality. Let it be. But also, I'm not going to say actually on here what I was going to say. I'll tell you privately. Sorry, y'all. I know you're going to be like, that's so annoying. Yeah, it is, because whatever.
Well, but now I need to know. Hold on.
Okay.
Do you want to smell better naked? Let's face it, our underarms aren't the only place that we have odor. That's why we're excited to tell you about Lumi Whole Body Deodorant for pits, privates, and beyond. Lumi was created by an OBGYN who discovered and proved in clinical testing that the vagina is not to blame for day-to-day odor below the belt. So she developed Lumi, a uniquely formulated pH-balanced deodorant. It's aluminum-free, skin-safe, and clinically proven to control odor for up to 72 hours. Special offer, new customers get $5 off Lumi's starter pack with code FAMOUS at LumiDeodorant.com. I was a little weary of trying the product.
Yeah.
The smells are so good.
They're nice. Yeah.
That tangerine, the like invisible, the lavender, like invisible deodorant is like really, really light on your skin.
Yeah.
And you can get it. Just listen, if you got some cracks and crevices and creases and folds,
it's for it. Look, it literally says for pits, privates, and beyond.
Cause so it is.
Use your imagination.
Like if you have extra of anything, a little fold,
you go ahead you and put that in there.
To go all over and under and like my boobs. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is going to sound so gross. My boobs are so heavy, mm-hmm. and the smell that comes from them after a hot day.
Like underneath of them?
Like, mm. yes, like from under my titties.
From under cheese.
Yeah, mm. it stinks.
Yeah.
Not with Lumi.
Mm.
Changes the game.
Give it. Well, first of all, let me tell y'all something. When we were doing the deodorant smelling, I was like, this kind of smells like a little butter popcorn, but it's toasted coconut. And it also smells nice. And I'm a deodorant snob. I am truly a deodorant. Goodbye.
So I have extremely sensitive underarms.
Oh.
And I'm a lot of times anything in stick form is really irritating. So I've tried the cream. I have not tried the stick. But I am excited to try it because I thought maybe I would react with the creamy deodorant too. And I didn't. So,
no. And it, wait, hold on though. It goes on clear though. It's a white, it looks white in the tube.
Yeah.
Because I'm picky about that too. But look, it goes right on clear.
You don't want any like white little dust balls under your
You better your believe. Pits. No, you better believe you're going to be like, oh, you wore your deodorant today because I can see it all over your shirt.
Mm-hmm. So there are several different products. The whole body deodorant. The whole concept, it's the first of its kind. Lumi is seriously safe and you can use it anywhere on your body. Pits, if you're like me, under boobs, thigh folds, belly buttons. You know, some people, Elaine, I'm not putting her on the spot or anything, but she got a stinky ass belly button.
So do I. Do you not remember this? I forgot.
You need to put the Lumi in your belly button.
I do. Somebody did the Truth or Dare last week and they asked you to stick your finger in my belly button and smell it. Did you see that?
I did not. And I'm just telling you right now, I'm not doing that unless you use Lumi.
That'll be the test.
There you go. Okay.
Dang.
Well, then it's done. So as I was saying, pits, underboobs, thigh folds, belly buttons, butt cracks, vulvas, stinky ass feet. All of it.
Any kind of crevice, basically.
Literally anything that produces any kind of stank. It's created by an OBGYN who saw firsthand how normal body odor was being misdiagnosed and mistreated. It's clinically proven to block odor all day and control odor for up to 72 hours, which is crazy. How, unlike some deodorants that try to mask odor with a fragrance, Lumi is formulated and powered by mandelic acid to stop odor before it starts. So really, it's more like a pre-odorant. It's not a deodorant. It's a pre-odorant.
Ooh, they're going to hire you. You're being, what is it called? Proactive instead of reactive.
There we go. It's aluminum free, baking soda free, which usually if you're like me and you get irritation in your pits, that is what it's from. Mm. And it's also paraben free. pH balance for safe use below the belt. Choose from a variety of fresh, bright scents like the clean tangerine, which I think United, that is our favorite fragrance. The lavender sage or toasted coconut.
Lumi's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice, like the mini body wash and deodorant wipes, which is what I got. Did you get the same?
I did.
And free shipping. As a special offer for listeners, for our listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with code FAMOUS at LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use code FAMOUS. Stop stinking this summer. Smell good. Be fresh.
Getting all the folds.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, we're back. But the algorithm, here's why I need hashtags.
Okay.
The algorithm is not algorithming.
Right.
And if there's anything that we have learned, it's that Meta doesn't know how to write a fucking algorithm. Okay. Mm-hmm,
they dang sure don't.
Now, if TikTok had created threads, baby, we would be having a great time.
You're right.
I wouldn't need hashtags. Okay, Meta sucks. Instagram, yeah. Facebook.
Oh, the ads on Instagram. Oh my God. I don't need frog killer. Like what? This powder you put in your yard for frogs. What are you suggesting? What?
Yeah.
Who is talking about that near me?
But the like discover thread on
the Facebook,
the discover page or whatever we're calling it on Threads.
Oh yeah.
Like no, it's not cutting it. Okay, first of all, Speak Now Taylor's version came out. I didn't see not one thing. I wanted a hashtag. I wanted to see what people were saying about it. Where did I have to go? I had to go to fucking Twitter. I don't want to go to Twitter.
Oh yeah.
I'm going to go to TikTok. I'm going to leave your app. That's what I'm going to do because your algorithms fucking suck.
So, well, didn't they say they were going to do it though? Didn't they say
eventually
they were going to
But like
they're like working out the kinks or whatnot. But I mean it's cool. I really do think it's cool. And no, I keep talking a lot of smack.
I'm a fan.
I just told you.
I am a fan, but I am not a fan of Meta's algorithms.
It. Right. Stop ruining it. Like, and I don't even follow certain you're exactly right. I didn't realize that about the hashtags because these things keep popping up and I'm like,
I have no
can
interest
you
in
not
yeah.
be on my feed. And I don't follow, I don't know how it's being put into my feed.
I blocked so many accounts.
Oh, you can block
the
them on
night?
Threads?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was great. I had myself a great time and
I didn't
I'll be that. Honest. What? I was blocking people that I follow on Instagram.
No way.
Because I
so
was
you
like,
see something different.
Because I'm like, not even that. I'm like, you're fucking annoying on here. Like you're trying too hard. Mm-hmm. You're being too thirsty. I put up a thread the other day and I said, you can tell who's scouring Pinterest looking for clever shit to say. You're either clever or you're not. And it's okay if you're not. It's okay. Mm-hmm. Nobody's mad at you. Go keep doing your boring shit over on Instagram. Like, mm-hmm. we're good.
Well, that's my point. I don't want to see, and we talked about this a little bit with Lemonade, and I was reading a thread, ironically, but it was not on Threads. It was a Facebook thread. And, or you know what I'm talking about, comment section. Uh-huh. And it was the one I was seeing that people really didn't want to see all the ads and all the content. And people were like, you know, Lemon 8 was very curated to not be curated. It turned into this very creative outlet of like Pinterest. And I did actually like it for that, but it turned out to be so time consuming to make your feed curated and pretty to mm-hmm. draw people in because you're putting words, you're putting, it was just set up differently. And I think looking back on it, it's just poor design. Who has that much time to dedicate to just a picture with words to draw people into it without it being captivating?
Threads is perfect for me because I have very little time. Mm-hmm. I have very little attention
it's
span.
It's concise though.
And I have a lot of fucking scary random shit mm-hmm. popping around in my brain all mm-hmm. the time. And like, I do agree. Like you were saying, like, you know, people, your Facebook memories, do your Facebook memories not pop up?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I do and I cringe, but I'm not going to lie. I actually find most of them pretty funny, even if I'm cringing at them.
For sure.
I'm like, wow, you are so embarrassing. I can't wait to do that in 10 years.
But this is the
thing. Look back at my threads and be like, wow, she was medicated and she was still
unhinged.
Posting like this?
Well, this is the thing. So me and manager Stacy, our friend, we send ours back and forth to each other almost daily because let me tell you something. She was a witty bitch back in 2009, she being me, but also Stacy. But some of the stuff I used to say was hilarious. Like, yeah. It was not. Now, some stuff I delete because I was like, No. And some stuff was like a novel of like what I was like, my God, you knew where to murder me because I told you everywhere I went, what I got on my pizza and whatever. But like the ones that I'm specifically referring to is like, nobody cares that you just tried a new salad and put eggs on it with pepper.
Yep.
Don't Ooh. Post that on Threads. Okay. Nobody Wait. Cares that you used a beach bag and you found an ant on the little.
We need to come back to this.
What? Oh, okay. But you know what I'm saying? Like nobody cares. Oh, my garage door was squeaky. I'm just naming stuff because this is what's going on. Y'all, we got a new garage door. Sorry, my ADD.
She's like, let me just tell you what's going on in my life.
Let me tell you. A grown-up flex, we got new rollers put on our garage, a keypad, Ooh. And they oiled the hinges. When I tell you that garage door,
silent.
Oh my God. Like I literally want to go put it up and down, up and down, up and down. But anyways, that kind of stuff, by all means, post silly, witty, funny, whatever. But literally no one cares if you found two leaves in your driveway and one looked like a scorpion. You know what I'm saying? Like don't, that's the kind of stuff I'm saying. If it's funny and you're not trying to be funny, then it's probably funny.
Now, did you see my phallic dog bed?
No.
Okay, well, you need to go to my threads. Okay, so what you just said brought me up to my next gripe. Okay. I didn't realize that we were going to end this so angry, but here I am.
Okay.
So the other day I saw somebody sharing, you know, this, is that not so funny?
Yeah.
It looks like a weenie. I'm like, you know, the warehouse guys were dying laughing when they threw that on the pallet.
And honestly, listen, I was going to talk a little smack about photos because I really don't want to see. I'm going to tell you now, I do prefer just to see words right now on threads. Like, I don't want to see this. I don't want to see a clip of something you have on Instagram on threads. I don't want to see this. I don't want to see that. No. I don't want to see photos. I literally want to read your thoughts.
That's fair.
Sorry, I'm really mad right now.
That's fine.
I'm threading.
We're allowed to be hot.
I'm yarning.
We're threadheads.
I'm yarning. Oh my God. If something's boring. No. We're going to, sorry. If something's boring on threads, we're going to be like, that's yarn. Yarn. Okay.
Obsessed.
And then if it's good, what's a fast thread? Crochet. That's crochet.
Crochet sounds like super bougie. So I'm here for that.
Ooh. Okay. Fine. No.
Okay.
Knitting is like hitting. So knitting, if someone's wearing something.
Knitting is hitting.
Okay, I like knitting. And okay. Then crochet means like, ooh.
No, I think we just stick with knitting. Knitting and yawn.
Okay.
Yarn. Yeah, that's yarn.
Y'all heard it here first.
Oh, that's knitting.
We're going to, we need to post that on threads tonight. Okay. We need to thread it. All right, go ahead before I interrupt again.
Okay, so I saw somebody the other day sharing this riveting snack. She's like, okay, guys, you know, this has been recommended to me so many times. I guess I'm just going to try it, okay? And then she's like messing with it. She's like, I don't know what I think about this. It was a fucking bowl of plain cottage cheese and she air fried pepperoni slices to use as like the scoop for the cottage cheese. And you would have thought somebody was asking her to try, I don't know, foie gras. I mean, like it's fucking pepperoni and cottage cheese. Are you dense? Do you not know what that's going to taste like? Why are you at? I'm a little nervous to try. Are you Bambi? Are you? You're fucking dumb.
Not Bambi.
Like you are like, I can't, but there's like this new thing.
Yeah.
Like I need a trigger warning for influencers these days.
No, but it's the same thing on TikTok when these Gen Zers are like literally stuff that like we were brought up on and before. Oh, yeah. Okay. Grandma's recipes, grandma's this, that. I'm going to go on a limb and say at this point for a Gen Zer, if any of you are listening to our podcast, which you're probably not because you hate us.
No, we actually do have quite a few Gen Zers.
Oh, well, y'all are not the
demographic.
Ones.
It's gradually getting younger.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, good. But most of y'all, and not the cool ones that listen, because obviously you know what's up. You're not creating a recipe at this point in the game. We've done it. We try, not we personally, but like in life, people, yeah. Somebody has created it. But also that being said, and I did post this on my stories the other day, I'm gonna need y'all to relax on the cottage cheese, okay? Because now, you remember when it was cauliflower? Cauliflower substitutes for everything. Listen, I don't have beef with cauliflower because it's a vegetable. I don't have beef. We're just getting unhinged. I don't have anything against cauliflower because I do like it. And I like a cauliflower wing or whatnot. But cauliflower ain't a pizza crust. Cauliflower ain't my stir fry rice.
Correct.
Stop putting soy sauce on it and trying to convince yourself it tastes like some damn hibachi. No, ma'am. Same thing with this cottage cheese. Now, I don't mess with cottage cheese. Can't even see it.
I will say I have been steadfast in my love and appreciation for cottage cheese.
But do you post about it every day with a new recipe?
Well, no, but I'm just saying I'm here for its moment. Mm-hmm. Also another trend because
well, you are what you eat. So stop eating cottage cheese if you don't want it in your ass, ladies.
Oh, too late. Too damn late.
I'm just kidding.
I got dimples everywhere. Rippled cottage cheese.
But that's why they need that Lumi. We can load it up.
Right. But no, I like cottage cheese. I've always liked cottage cheese. It was like this fad to be like, ugh, cottage cheese. I mean, obviously you don't like any cheese. Right. So you're different. Right. But like, now all of a sudden people are like, oh my God, cottage cheese, it's full of protein. Nothing changed.
Literally. And I think that's exactly my point. It's been around, y'all. Like, I realize you just discover it. What happens is people see it on TikTok. It goes viral. Then they want to put it here. They want to put it there. My God.
So I'm telling you, there are two creators on TikTok. One is this girl who lost like 70 pounds and she eats yellow mustard and cottage cheese with all these different vegetables.
Oh my God, Gaga, if you're listening, because I know you are, she sent me she said she was eating that the other day.
Yes.
A mustard, cottage cheese and something else. Is and a vegetable?
A bunch of vegetables. Yep. Hearts of palm.
That's what she said. Okay. Yeah.
I've been eating hearts of palm since I came out the womb. Same, okay. And people are like, oh my God, what the hell is hearts of palm? Oh my God, have you heard of hearts of palm? Yes, I've heard of hearts of palm. You fucking uncivilized swine. Like, I don't understand. Like, where it's hearts been? Of palm. Okay. So, and sorry to my friends, because none of them had tried hearts of palm. You're not uncivilized swine.
Not y'all. And not our Gen Zers on this podcast. Like, I actually love that we have Gen Zers.
I'm sick and tired of seeing people take things that are not revolutionary and treating them like they're this like mind-blowing thing. Somebody was trying peanut butter and banana sandwich.
Okay.
And I said, you should go die in a river. Like, what?
Elvis would be so mad. Although, did he eat peanut butter and banana or peanut butter and mayonnaise? No, it was peanut butter and banana.
It was fried peanut butter and banana.
So then, obviously, y'all didn't watch the Elvis movie that y'all were obsessed with.
But I'm just saying, why are we treating that like that's some weird food combo?
But that's what I'm saying. Nobody's so annoying. It is annoying because nobody at this point in the world, in life, in this generation or century, whatever we're in, I get them all confused. In 2023, you are not creating food that hasn't been done before. You're not doing it. Because let me tell you something. Poor people that didn't have a lot of money, we would mix all kinds of stuff. Because listen, I've been 22 and broke before. And the shit that I would come up with aren't even edible now. Like Trader Joe's, Chef Boyar Wendy, because I had to be. Like, you're not creating stuff. And listen, share it if you want to share it. Stop acting like it's the first time someone's ever heard of this. I can't. No, ma'am.
Or like
it's been here.
Or like you're scared. Like,
no.
It was Madison LaCroix that did the cottage cheese and pepperoni thing.
Oh, did she?
And I was, and she's like, I'm like, why are you acting nervous?
Don't try it.
Do you like pepperoni? Do you like cottage cheese? Right.
It's in a different form. Eat it.
I mean, this isn't fucking the Friends episode with Rachel making her trifle with meat and jam. Like,
right. But you're right. I mean, it's like, if you like the stuff, y'all, like, don't put on a show to be like a silly goose and, you know. I think that's what it is.
Like, there's nothing cute or charming about it. It's just fucking annoying.
It's not charming. Southern charming. Get it.
Yuck. No. But that's my rant. I'm done. That's where I'm at.
So back to Threads. good thing none of these are on Threads. But I actually do like it. And I mean, I'm talking a lot of smack, but I'm also putting me in the bucket with it. So don't let that be lost on you. Speaking of things being lost, our new series that hit the streets on Fridays. We had a great, why were your eyes, you were nervous about what I was about to say?
I didn't know. Well, I was like, what series did I forget about already?
No, you didn't. You didn't respond though on Friday when I did ask you for something, but it's okay. Elaine was in town. It's fine. But we have a new series in case y'all have missed it, about things that people have said to us, whether it was DMs. And I think eventually we should probably include our friends, like me and Shannon, Pop of Pippi, when we were at the beach, we were talking on the beach and she was like, oh my gosh, she was telling me some of the stuff people have said. And I was like, just mind-blowing stuff. And I think that would be a really fun series to do for people. And like the most random bogus stuff people have the balls to do that, like, why? It don't even pertain to anything you're doing in your life. Go on Threads and talk about me.
Yeah. Go on Threads.
And that's on that. Yarn.
Did you listen to Speak Now, Taylor's version?
Mm-mm, not yet. I haven't been anywhere. Okay. I've been here rock bottom.
So I am not a speak now girly. Okay. It's like not my, it's
not your era.
It's not my era. I'm definitely a folklore evermore girl.
Okay. I like the speak now.
That being stuff. Said, I don't dislike
yeah.
it.
But it's you were more, yeah.
It's just not like my thing.
I like her younger stuff more so. I do like her younger.
I'm opposite.
I do like the newer stuff too, now that she's redone some of it. And then also her new style that she's back to. There was a little that I was like, eh. But I mean, I like the speak now and I like the original. Like I want her to re-up them to McGraw. I want to hear the little trap remix.
Trap remix. So Haunted.
Is she a beatboxer?
I don't know.
That was good. Go ahead.
That was very good. Haunted was great.
I mean, I listen to it.
That's
tomorrow.
Like one of the one songs that I have always liked on that album. Mm-hmm. Okay, but two of her From the Vault tracks, I Can See You.
Okay, I saw people sharing that one.
Okay, when we get off of this, I'm playing both songs for you.
Okay.
Well, actually, I'm going to play the music video of that for you.
Okay.
You are going to fucking die if you haven't seen any spoilers.
I haven't seen it. I did see people sharing, but I didn't watch anything.
Okay. We're going to show that.
Okay.
That song, absolutely incredible. We were not ready for it way back when. It's a good thing she held on to it. I know Mama Swift heard that song and was like, absolutely fucking not. That is inappropriate.
I am dying then.
Very sexually charged.
Okay.
The second song is From the Vault is a song she did with Hayley Williams. And it's about...
I love her.
Incredible. And it's about the VMA stuff.
Yes.
When I tell you this song, I cried listening to it.
Oh.
Like I actually cried.
Is it slow?
I was like, holy shit. It's not slow, but it's not fast either. Okay. Anyways, it's great. Also, so many of you have messaged me saying that you're watching The Bear and you're obsessed and you're marathoning through it. And I love that for you. It's so fucking good. And that's it. That's all I have to say today. I'm done.
Okay. I have to say one thing that's really going to piece people off. Bless your heart. Mm-hmm. You sound smarter when you didn't DM me. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to lie. All the overload of like the Taylor eras, like that whole content.
Careful now.
Listen, what I'm going to say.
Careful now.
The oversharing of all the Taylor eras outfit ins, but maybe because I wasn't going, it didn't pertain, but it was like every avenue that
actual outfits, like what they're wearing?
All, yeah.
Oh, see, I don't get that.
Oh my God. Well, it's not happening that much anymore. It was like a couple months ago, it was like every platform was just like what I'm wearing to Taylor's. And listen.
Oh, I never saw those. Thank God, because I don't care.
It was a lot. And I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of glad that has fizzled a little bit. And not because people's outfits weren't cute, but it was like everybody was doing it. And I know that like that means you're following too much of the same thing, you know? And so whatever. But Taylor is, she's having more than a moment. She's having an hour because she is doing it.
Somebody said that they compared Taylor fandom. Mm-hmm. They said essentially she's created like the closest comparison they could think of is like a Marvel universe.
Yeah.
And it's so true. I was like, oh my God, that's a perfect comparison because people are invested and everything ties together so strategically and there's Easter eggs and there's hints and like.
And all of her fans, we genuinely love each other. And we've talked about that. They all genuinely, they're passing out bracelets. They have things amongst them in a community of strangers, mind you. Like in this day and age, that's pretty impressive to interact with strangers through music, through her. Like she did that.
They have inside, like there are songs where people chant certain things during certain pieces. Just everybody knows it. Like
it's crazy.
Like this underground world. Mm-hmm. It's really like, it's something, even if you're not a Taylor fan, like, and I get it. Everybody's got different tastes in music. You can't say that she isn't just.
She is like nothing.
Crazy, no. Talented mm-hmm. and like.
Creative,
smart, creative. Yeah, it's
rich,
really a
rich.
She is rich.
Yes.
Rich.
No, she has done her life right. Like she really has. She's done a great job staying out of the spotlight and being in control of her.
The ultimate comeback, right? Because it wasn't too long ago where people really shit on her and she was, you know, had to basically leave the spotlight for a little while and disappear.
Well, she's kind of like done a good job at staying out of the spotlight too much. Like she's kind of been in control what it seems like
now.
What she's giving. Yeah. Yes. What she's giving people. And she is very, to be so famous and so widely known, she's very private and does a great job at keeping it that way. I mean, my girl will be in a relationship for like 4 years and be like, nah, we've been in a relationship. But
baby. I'm too petty. I could never. Like all the conversations that people have, you know, she sees everything. I don't know how she sees everything, but she sees everything and she doesn't say a damn word.
I don't have a silent bone in my body like that.
Man, mm-hmm. I'd be throwing people under the bus left and right.
Repost, retag, threading you, screenshot. Yeah, we're going to be getting it out somehow. Yeah. Okay, thank y'all for tuning in and hopefully not tuning out before it was done, before you hear this message.
Never. But this is our live version of Threads. Love you, mean it, bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Basically Famous, available on YouTube and anywhere you can listen to podcasts. We'd love for you to subscribe, rate us 5 stars, and leave us some words of affirmation. And don't forget to call or text the hotline at 919-867-6776 for your chance to be basically famous.
XOXO.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to Ramp.com and love finance again.